Grace, peace, and mercy be unto you from God the Father and his Son, our Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ. Amen. Please be seated. The text for our meditation this morning has been read from the Gospel of John, chapter 2, just especially these verses. When the master of the feast had tasted the wine that was made, water that was made wine, and did not know where it came from, but the servants who had drawn the water knew, the master of the feast called the bridegroom. And he said to him, every man at the beginning sets out the good wine, and when the guests have well drunk, then the inferior. You have kept the good wine until now. This is our text. Thank you very much to Dr. Wente and all of you here at Fort Wayne for inviting me to be with you at this time of your symposium. We're in this Epiphany season, although I noticed some made a detour yesterday to celebrate the ancient feast of St. Peter. And in fact, in Britain, they would be celebrating the feast of St. Peter and St. Paul for the Unity, Christian Unity Week at this time. It is a strange period of the year, this, is it not? Even though it's the 19th of January, only 19 days into a new year, and yet for you and for me as Christians, we see that the Epiphany is only less days away, the 6th of January. We are still only the second Sunday after the Epiphany. The Epiphany when Jesus, the man, is shown to us as God. The Epiphany when we see that God has come down to put right what mankind had put wrong. And for us, that we are also now invited to the party. It is no longer just for one nation, but we are invited because through the Epiphany, we see that now God has room, as he had really all through history, because the Jews were supposed to be lights to the Gentiles. Unfortunately, they didn't see it that way. But now you and I are his lights today. And when we read this Epiphany lesson, when we see this lesson that is known more and more throughout the whole world, now you've even got parts of it in Jesus Christ Superstar, when Herod says, turn my water into wine, walk across my swimming pool. You and I are his people today. You and I are the people who will carry on this party. And in Britain, at Christmas time and New Year, we have what we call Christmas crackers. Now, these aren't the commercial ones. These are homemade ones. And usually you can get one person to hold one end, the other person, and you pull it, and out pops a toy, a crown, and a little joke. This joke in here is, what gets wet as it dries? It's a tea towel. So the crown is here also, reminding us that Christmas is a time of party, that we are celebrating Jesus the Christ's birthday. But also for you and for me as Gentiles, surely more important that at Epiphany, the Lord comes to you and I and says, you are invited as well. You are invited as well. Now, that cracker, once it is finished, you know, you just throw it out. In fact, the crackers that I was saving to bring with me, which had the little bits of Paul, which actually cracked them, if you've used them before, my wife threw them out. I was saying to Jonathan Rothley's wife, all preachers' wives are the same. You know, if things are there too long, they get thrown out. So the ones that I was going to bring you were thrown out. Nevertheless, you and I who are invited to this party that goes on, it is still going on. We're coming soon to the 2000th time. For you and for me, we look at this miracle of Jesus, and really we see that it is only in Jesus can we receive the true sustenance, the true Jesus who gives you and me his body and blood, and as we celebrate that today, the strength of the party goes on. We are his guests. We are his guests. The gift of Christmas, the gift of Epiphany is for you and for me. The gift is for all mankind. There is no limit to this Jesus power. There is no limit to this power that can change water into wine, that same power that, as we read at the end of John's Gospel, read at the end of all the Gospels, that same power that through turns death into life through the resurrection. That same power that gives you and I the power to go forward to tell other people. For there are many people in this land, there are many people in all the lands of the world that do not know that Jesus is their King, that Jesus is their loving Savior, that Jesus is for them. So you and I are his beacons. We reflect his light. That is the whole point of Epiphany, the light that we first see in the shining star that leads those Gentiles to the King. To the King of Kings, the same star that leads you and I daily to his strength. That same light that is yours and mine as we reflect it to the world of darkness. That same light that says to you and to me, ask and ask and you will receive. That same light that we go confidently to every day, every night, every time when we go to him and say, Father, in Jesus' name, hear my prayer, and in Jesus' name, he hears it. And of course we know, and I must remind myself that I have only 10 minutes, we are in a time when people make excuses, when people are apathetic, when people just don't want to know. But that does not excuse you or I, because in his power we go and tell and leave it to the Holy Spirit. We go and tell, and then it is the Holy Spirit who will use in his power, not your power, not my power, in his power alone, the power that brings people to salvation. Not that they find their way to salvation, but they are brought to salvation in the power and grace that only Jesus can give. So in this time, in this light of the Epiphany, in this time when we say that even though in a world that is still, people are still, as I noticed as we drove from Canada to America, some people are still hanging on, keeping the lights of Christmas and New Year up in their houses, trying to hold on to something that is materialistic. But you and I have that light of Epiphany in our hearts all year long. It is not some little box that you can keep Christmas here, Epiphany here. No, it is all year that you and I celebrate the coming of the King of Light. We are his beacons. We may not want to be sometimes, and yet when we look throughout the Bible, don't we see that all, in fact, quite a number of the people that God chose didn't want to do it. Look at Amos, he would have rather continued being a herdsman. Look at, or let's have an extreme example, look at Jonah. You can't say he was an enthusiastic one that wanted to go. He even sulked when God showed his mercy as the people of Nineveh repented. But if God wants you to do what he wants you to do, you cannot fight it. He is the one who is in control, and he is the one in this Epiphany that says to you and I, although the crackers and the paper hats may be all crumpled and thrown away, his son is alive. His son is strong. His son is showing the light to the world of darkness. His son is for you and for me to go forward. Trust in him, know him, be with him, and he is there always for you in his strength. In his strength, cannot underline that too much. It is in his strength alone that we go forward, and in his power we go out, and in his love we know that he is with us. And in his name, Jesus, amen.